감사합니다. 기다리세요.
سيدنا الغالي سيدنا مولانا محمد بن مالك السلام بسم الله الحمد لله all praises to Allah who has given this opportunity to sit in this gathering wherein we make a fikr about each and every Muslim in this world. So our main fikr of people sitting over here is going to be that how is that probably the Muslim who is in any part of the corner throughout the world, how he starts bringing in deen 100% into his life, commands of Allah Ta'ala 100% and the way of life of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he gets into his life and our life. So that's one fikr. At the same time, how all the masajid carry the fikr of Prophet's mosque Madina Munawwara. So this is a kind of fikr what we make. So that's why Allah also rewards it to the max. We cannot really imagine as to what that He is going to give to us for this kind of a fikr, because we are sitting over here in one masjid, and our fikr is that each one of the person in the world should get hidayah. So based on this fikr, Allah Ta'ala also rewards it to a great extent. Just for understanding, it's being said that look, while doing so, the angels, they surround us, all our sins gets converted into good deeds. And many more like, and Allah, what is that he is going to go? Really, it's unimaginable. He says, for one I give 10, for one I give 70, 700, 7 lakhs, 4.9 crores, 49 crores. And he says that countless. And I also heard Elder saying that he instructs the angels to start writing such a way that till Qiyamah he keeps writing for that person who really intends, or who really does figure of the Ummah. My dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala wants us to succeed, okay? Because He loves us. We have seen the affection of a mother. Allah Ta'ala has 70 times more affection than what a mother has. So naturally, mother would definitely like his son to succeed. And Allah also wants us to succeed. But there is a difference in the success what we are looking at and what is that Allah wants to give us. Generally, people feel that I am successful when I have my own house or have a good number of cars, I have a good established business. So that's the kind of success what generally people look at. But Allah says that success is one who gets saved from the fire of hell and gets into the paradise. So this is the kind of success which Allah wants to give us. And He gives it to the person who really make efforts towards. So just to remind us, He didn't leave us as it is. Just to remind us, He has been sending prophets. Because what happens is, we tend to forget, like, right? We have the shifat that generally human being, he tends to forget. So today, what is that I had for Sahari, I remember. If you ask me 1 week earlier, what did I have, I won't remember. So likewise, whatever the agreement we have made with Allah, you know, before coming to this world, that we'll go to the world, we'll obey you, we'll follow the sunnah. But after coming to the world, looking into these worldly activities, we tend to forget it. So that's why Allah, to remind us, He kept sending prophets. Almost 125,000 prophets did come to this world. And each one of them made the same effort. They reminded us, look, you're not going to stay over here permanently. There's a life beyond this. So it's invisible. Like, we are not able to see it. So those don't get carried away. There's a life beyond that. And you need to prepare for it. That's the reason of us coming over here. So elders, they give a very good example. Like, for example, if a child... he needs to create himself, like Allah creates him. So that's a place where he needs to become perfect, like he needs to get all his eyes done, okay? Heart, liver, kidney, hands, legs. So that's a place that the mother's womb where he needs to get himself prepared with all the organs which are required for him for the life which is going to come out of the mother's womb. So he remains there for 9 months and he gets all these organs built. But if you see, he is not going to really use all those things. He has eyes, but never does he open it in the mother's womb. He has legs, he never runs like. He has hands, he cannot catch anything. But that's a place of preparation, like. He'll have to prepare himself with all the requirements because those are the things which are going to be used while he comes to the world. So which is the second. So if a person is born perfect, when he comes to this world, you see that how happily he enjoys his life. He has eyes, he could see everything, see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. He has hands, he catches, he has legs, he runs. Okay? He has a heart which beats. So he enjoys all the things, what is being created for him inside the mother's womb. But he doesn't utilize it, all those things inside. Say for instance, if he comes out without eyes to this world, so we all know as to how difficult it would be for him. So we see many people blind people, they really can't see anything life becomes difficult for them. If the child comes out without a leg, without a limb, then it's quite difficult for him, he cannot run. So any one defect, he comes out to this world, it's going to be difficult for him, for that particular activity. See, all the best doctors in the world can never give him that kind of a limb or eyes which Allah has given. So whatever efforts they put on, they cannot really make him as real as what Allah would send him. So now the question is can we resend him into the mother's womb and ensure that he again makes it properly and then comes out? It's not going to be possible. So likewise, elders compare our life also the same way. This is our second stage, because there's a final stage, life after death. So here, we need to create all our amals. But you won't find that that's being utilized over here, or the rewards are being seen in front of us. It's not tangible over here. Like for instance, I do namaz, I do salah. I don't really find that immediately I get some money in my pocket, or many things happening over here. But my dear brothers, this is what is going to really benefit us after death. So here we need to make our amals, just like the child needs to make all his organs over there, but he's not going to utilize it, nor does he see any benefit of it. Likewise, whatever amals we are doing over here, we do zikr, we do Quran tilawat, we do efforts so that people get into they also revive their life and get into deen and start practicing it. So all these efforts, whatever we are putting into, Allah probably for some maslihat has not revealed to us. So we also don't see much things happening because of that. But my dear brothers, this all would be of death. So the moment we die, people would be closing our eyes. But actually, I heard from elders that that's the day when our eyes would be opened. So we'll be seeing everything, who all have come into our janazah and all those things. We'll also be shown the place where we are going to stay permanently. So for a jannati, first a jahannam would be shown, though. Hell would be shown. And it'll be said, look, this is the place where you have managed to escape by your good deeds. You have saved yourself. And then the place of paradise would be shown, his maqam, his level, where he would stay. And vice versa. So for a paradise would be shown, look, this is a place which you missed out through your bad deeds. And so now you are going to go to this place. So hell would be shown to him. So my dear brothers, so all this amal, whatever we are doing here, 100% it is going to be beneficial for the life after death. Okay, if a person goes without the amal, then he'll have a tough time over there. So Allah has made both paradise, a place of enjoyment, relaxation, at the same time hell, a place where he'll be. So once he leaves it, so he'll get to know all those things over there. But like a child cannot go back to his home to rectify himself, again we'll not be sent back to this world. Another chance won't be given. So life is just only one chance. And it's very short, my dear brothers. For us it appears as though we are living for 60, 70, 80 years. It's very, very short as compared to Akira. See, 9 months, a short period in a mother's womb. Here we are having 60, 70 years, whatever Allah has kept us. And the actual life would start the moment we leave this world. So we all have come to ensure that we put in our effort so that this life after that, that's perfect. We don't lose it on it, because there's no second opportunity given. So this sahabas understood. The moment Prophet started explaining about this, sahabas understood and they went out of the way to ensure that their akhirat becomes the best. So whatever they had, they started spending everything, they spent their money. And we have heard about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala having given all that he had, complete wealth, including even his jubba sharif. That's what he had. He just took a curtain cloth, he put on it, and then by a thorn he just tied it. So that's the kind of sacrifice which they did, because they knew that, look, it was very clear to them. They understood it the right way. So we also probably should understand in the right way. Allah only can do that. So my dear brothers, it's all the efforts which are going on. So thing is clear that look, there's going to be akhirah, there's going to be life after that, because that's what we believe in. La ilaha illallah says that, like, nothing. We have not seen Allah, we have not seen Prophet, we have not seen the Quran descending on Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not seen angels, but still we believe in all those things. We also believe in akhirah, jannat, jahannam. So my dear brothers, this time is very valuable to us, like this short life, whatever has been given. The person, the maximum efforts he put into this, and then akhirat he'll be enjoying all those fruits over there. So we need to sow deeds over here. See, this, I was just telling yesterday also, Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, one single person he made fikr for a short while. Okay, his life was quite short, like the moment he started this Dawat ki mehnat, efforts of tabligh. But of course, he kept crying for many years. I had the 20, 25 years, he was just crying. Okay, then Allah gave him this tabligh job. Allah gave him this opportunity to utilize it in such a way that today he is sleeping quite comfortably in his grave. But all the efforts which are going on throughout the world, 24 hours, 365 days, complete, cumulative would keep going to his grave. So we also should plan in such a way that, see, world, our life, is all fixed, like we cannot do anything more. By putting in our efforts, we cannot really earn anything more. Just a small example like this, 10,000 liters of water in the tank. So if you have one tap, you get all the 10,000 liters of water. If somebody thinks that, look, I'll put in more efforts, I'll have more taps, so he starts putting 10 taps. But the thing is, like, whatever is there in the tank is just what going to come to him. Like, it's not that we're putting in additional taps, we're putting in additional efforts in the world, he'll get more. So that's all fixed over there. So even if you have one tap, 10 taps, it's all same. Like, so probably what we need to do is, Allah has given us, so in a short time, Allah would give it to us because it's all in our fate. We'll not even leave 1 rupee in this world. Probably one drink extra, whatever it is, we're going to have it. Like, so what we need to do is, this life, we need to invest in such a way that our akhirat becomes the best. Like, we are in the top level. Like, that's what Sahaba did. So they all would be in the topmost level in akhirah. So we also, Allah has given us opportunity to be in this tabligh job. So Allah has given this opportunity to us. So many people in the world, for all Allah has selected us. So Allah really likes us or want to reward us. Like, and if we miss on this opportunity, then nobody else is to be blamed than we ourselves. So we need to make use of this opportunity and go full swing to ensure that we also in the akhirat should be in the top level. At the same time, all our Muslim brothers, let him be anywhere in the world, they all should succeed in this world as well as akhirah. So that's why the job is going on, tabligh job, every place throughout the world these efforts are going on. Elders are doing fikr that each one of us should also get into this. So that's why they have worked on 5 amals wherein we need to work. So for instance, we have come with our jamaat has come from Bangalore with our masturat. So a lot of efforts were put, so a lot of names have come up proposed names for going in Allah's path. So we all do fikr, like at least the people's name, whoever has come, so we can put efforts and take them in the path of Allah, because your istima also is coming April 30th and May 1st. So this is the right time. Like, see, whoever puts on effort, they'll be rewarded. But the job would continue. Like, it's not that suppose say we back out, the job is not going to stop. Allah has decided that look, things are going to happen, because Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said the day would come when each and every person would get into Islam. So that's going to happen. That could even happen today, but Allah's sunnah is that Allah first selects people who really have the kind of a fikr for Ummah, and He utilizes them to give hidayat to others, so that in akhirat His levels would be higher. So He has given us this opportunity to be in the forefront. Suppose if we utilize this opportunity in the right way, Allah would make use of us, and whatever khair happens because of this istima, because of these efforts, everything would get into our account. So, my dear brothers, put in the efforts, probably during fikr, you can think about all the names which have come for the masturat tashkil. So you can also put in efforts and ensure that everything we all need to go in the path of Allah. And that is the best way to invest our lives, and that will help us in this world and hereafter. So inshallah, we all make niyat for that. Allah khabul. Subhanallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.